Chapter 6. Listen. Pages 63 and 64. Listening activity. Listen to the speaker read the passage two times. The first time, close your book and listen for meaning.
Life on the space station Mir. When the United States and Russia decided to cooperate on the new International Space Station, ISS, the United States began sending astronauts to live on the Russian space station Mir. Crew members aboard Mir conducted more than 200 scientific experiments. These experiments provided valuable data for the operation of the ISS. The most valuable lessons, however, were learned through hardships and mishaps aboard the Russian space station. Unlike the luxurious spaceships depicted in movies, Mir was small, crowded, and chaotic. The central compartment was a tube filled with electronics and cramped humanity living in zero gravity. Crew members wore the same clothes for 2 weeks. They had to recycle sweat for drinking water. Power problems forced them to spend time in the dark. Problems with the cooling system caused the humidity to rise and temperatures to reach 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Communication problems between the ground and Mir resulted in the inability to get regular email messages. The most dramatic mishaps were a 14-minute fire and a collision with the cargo freighter Progress. All in all, Mir was a useful training ground for the ISS. NASA officials now realize that ISS crew members need not only specific training for biomedical and technological research, but also wide-ranging generic skills so that they can tolerate difficult living conditions and cope with unexpected problems.
Listen again. This time, write the missing words in the spaces below.
Life on the space station Mir. When the United States and Russia decided to cooperate on the new International Space Station, ISS, the United States began sending astronauts to live on the Russian space station Mir. Crew members aboard Mir conducted more than 200 scientific experiments. These experiments provided valuable data for the operation of the ISS. The most valuable lessons, however, were learned through hardships and mishaps aboard the Russian space station. Unlike the luxurious spaceships depicted in movies, Mir was small, crowded, and chaotic. The central compartment was a tube filled with electronics and cramped humanity living in zero gravity. Crew members wore the same clothes for 2 weeks. They had to recycle sweat for drinking water. Power problems forced them to spend time in the dark. Problems with the cooling system caused the humidity to rise and temperatures to reach 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Communication problems between the ground and Mir resulted in the inability to get regular email messages. The most dramatic mishaps were a 14-minute fire and a collision with the cargo freighter Progress. All in all, Mir was a useful training ground for the ISS. NASA officials now realize that ISS crew members need not only specific training for biomedical and technological research, but also wide-ranging generic skills so that they can tolerate difficult living conditions and cope with unexpected problems.